Blog Talk Radio.
Come to life-changing Seeds of Thoughts and Motivational Seminars. I am your host, Reverend Dr. Julia Melchior. I would like to say welcome to all my guests who are online. And today, our topic is, if you were rich, what would you do? And I'll repeat that topic again. If you were rich, what would you do? What would you do if you were rich? You would probably buy expensive things. Give some money to the poor. Take long vocation. Wear expensive clothes. Live in the best neighborhood. And maybe do all the things in your entire height. So what would you do? If you were rich, today we're exploring the possibility of becoming rich. This richness that we spoke about is financial richness. We're speaking about material riches. For so often, so many people come up with the topic about being rich. But what would you do if you were not rich? What would you do if you don't have the ability to become rich? Would you try to find out how you can become rich? Or would you possibly learn the secret from wealthy people? Or maybe you would simply work hard and long become rich. Would you try to find out where your riches really are? What would you do if you were rich? Today this subject rests heavily on the minds of many people in the universe. Simply because many people perceive richness to be of a material thing only. So today I have the opportunity to address this subject with you on a material level and a spiritual level. So let's think what really is richness. What it means to be rich. And we'll explore that first on the material level. For richness, for some people, like I stated before, it's all the things that they desire. But the complicated part of all of that is that so many people are still unhappy with this extreme wealth and richness. They find themselves at times being discontented, not fully fulfilled in what they do, or very concerned about the riches that they have in their possession. So what is it to be rich? and where our richness really lies. What is to be rich then? If these material things cannot add or bring to our lives the fulfillment and the joy that we seek, then we have to have a question. And this is a question that is not being answered by so many people. If they're filthy rich or not rich at all. So let's find out where we can really understand what riches is. And how we can be happy with it. Now, if you want to become rich and successful materially or financially, then you must set the causes into motion which will lead to the effect of producing richness. In other words, you cannot sit with your hands folded, daydream about riches, and think it will just fall out of the clear blue sky. You must set the motion, set an action. You know, put it into motion. Go after these or that or the those things that really you call riches to attain it. You must go about it in a very materialistic manner or physical way in which you can attain these very riches. Because once you do this, it will produce after its time. These riches will turn up for you. This is a law. In everything that we do, mental and physical, and it reflects in both of these worlds, our mental world and our physical world. So we must understand that we are the very vehicle that can go to this journey to bring about our richness or our wealth. Or our prosperity or abundance that we seek after. Remember, we are living on a physical plane. And in so doing, our richness of material substance will originate out of this material or physical realm. For what we sow, we will reap. Now, to maintain those riches, this is where we go to the spiritual realm. Because we want to maintain what we have materially or what we have gained physically on that realm. And at this moment, I would like to welcome my guest, who is online. And may I have your name, please, and where you're calling from.
Reverend Joyce Richmond, Brooklyn, New York.
Edwina Johnson.
Welcome, Reverend Eastman. I'm happy to have you online again. And to my next guest.
Edwina Johnson, Brooklyn.
Hi, Edwina. Welcome. I'm happy to have you on our show this evening. And I'd like to know if anyone would like to comment so far on our topic. What are your thoughts, or if you have a question?
You're right on track, Reverend. What you sow, you reap. And they have to put things into perspective for every cause there's an effect. So you're right on target. Congratulations.
Well, that's so true. We have an echo coming back, so I'm just wondering if anyone has the speakerphone, the speaker on, if they can turn it off, because I believe that's the reason why we're having this echo flowing back to us. So as we continue this evening, and we realize that if we were rich, we would gain so much or have so much physical plane, we can now safely or happily say we understand that the first step to gain our material success or prosperity is that we must put a cause into motion. What interests me this evening, it is not the riches that most people have, but it's the sustenance or to sustain our riches, which we call our continued success, becomes the problem for most people. Because I know of different situations where people are rich and then they end up being poor very shortly after. So the intelligence with which we handle our riches is the first step. How do we handle our riches when we gain it? And the next step is how is it sustained and by whom? And this takes us to our spiritual path to success. How we keep the riches that God has blessed us with. Now, there are different ways to becoming rich. We explored the material part of it. Now we're going to speak about the spiritual part of it. Our Father God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all things will be added unto us. Many of us feel that all things mean riches again. But it is not so. All things meaning out of ourselves, every good idea will come forth and therefore give us the opportunity to expand these ideas that can bring our riches. Now, when we have a divine idea, it means that the spiritual aspect of us is at work. That idea might be to sell Kool-Aid in the summertime on at the beach. And maybe, as an example, this might give you the opportunity to expand selling this Kool-Aid by the beach or beaches or to employ more people to do this, and therefore your independence begins to grow, which will lead to your riches. Now, every idea that is planted in the thought of mankind becomes the seed that is planted into the soil of our consciousness. And I would say that again. Every idea that is planted into the thought of mankind becomes the seed that is planted into the soil of our consciousness. This this seed is then spiritualized by divine mind. Each and every one of us have a mind. But until this idea is spiritualized through that power of God's mind, then it will have life and become our richness. Into manifestation, this rich idea that will lead us to prosperity and abundance. So we understand how we would try to find out where our riches really are, because when you gain this type of richness or prosperity or abundance, it is called your divine blessing. And this divine blessing never leaves you. It is imbibed within you. It is something that you can tap into at any given moment, and therefore your prosperity will be continuous. Unlike your material or hard working or learning how to become rich, which most of the time do not last forever. So we know that we can never cultivate a type of richness that is sustainable until it is blessed and spiritualized by God our Father. that God blesses people or individuals with their financial richness, which means that there is a gift from within that person that is generated and spiritualized, and in so doing they're able to reap more and more out of the storehouse of their own divine nature. Many of us have our riches just stored and locked up inside of us, and many times some people are afraid to explore it. They know what they want to do, they know their ability to do it, but they're afraid to go forward for fear that it would not become a positive venture. So if you are not rich, you need to look deep within yourself and meditate and think on what makes you the happiest, what fulfills you, what makes you joyous inside. What you can do continuously and don't become tired, according to a young man who said, what will give you a high all the time, all day, all month, all year round? This is the thing that will bring your riches. It may simply be taking care of a baby. Which means that the touch that you have with the baby, the way that the baby might respond to you, will make you the best nurse. Which will give you more and more and more clients. You see, whatever it is that can make you or will make you become rich, it means that you have a unique expression of it. That only you can do it that way that you can. That no one else can express themselves in this divine, unique way that will bring them riches. Think about it. So many people, or individuals, I should say, who are doctors, nurses, surgeons, but not all of them are rich. And the reason being, those who are or who can express themselves uniquely, who can go beyond that extra something and bring more fruit, more life to it, more joy to it, these are those who are rich. These keys that I'm sharing with you means that you have that innate gift yourself to proceed to gain your richness. We all try to play the lottery, win the sweepstakes. But I can tell you, the best riches will be when you can tap into your own divinity, into divine mind, find yourself, and then explore the avenues to becoming successful. You know, there are many people who have died, gone to their creator without knowing what their greatest joy will be in life. You're never too old and you're never too young. So today, I'm encouraging you to find out how you can demonstrate these innate gifts that will bring you prosperity and happiness. And before we close our program, because we have about 7 minutes more, I would like to share with you some of these questions that are being asked by many authors. What is riches? And another question is, where do riches come from? The next question is, how can I maintain my riches if I become rich? Another question is, do I have to be born into a wealthy family in order to be rich? Another question, is richness contagious? Another question is, if I am really rich, will I be satisfied forever? Now, these are very important questions. And we need to think on them thoroughly. Because at times, when we become sad or depressed or worried about our financial affairs, we should really say to ourselves, I am rich indeed. I am rich indeed, for in my Father's house There are many mansions. Now, these mansions are simply referring to the ideas that can bring about your own divine richness. Today, I would like to make a treatment with you for wealthy thoughts that can generate wealthy ideas. Thank you for being on Blog Talk Radio with Life Changing Seeds of Thought and Motivational Seminar. I am your host, Reverend Dr. Julia Melchior. God bless you until next Tuesday. Have a wonderful evening.
God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. 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 B